Welcome back to AI Breakdown, the podcast where we unpack the latest and most thought-provoking AI research papers. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Ray. Today we have a preprint on archive by the impressive team of David Raposo and colleagues.
Definitely, Ray. We're diving into a paper titled Mixture of Depths, Dynamically Allocating Compute in Transformer-Based Language Models. It's a fresh take on making the transformer models we all work with more efficient.
Transformers are a big deal in AI, but they're notorious for their demanding computational needs. The team presents an intriguing concept. MOD transformers, short for mixture of depths, proposing dynamic allocation of compute power.
Right, Ray. So in traditional models, all parts of an input sequence get equal compute resources. The authors here convincingly argue that not all tokens require equal attention. They propose a way for transformers to selectively focus their computational efforts.
That's an interesting way to think about it, Megan. They suggest a compute cap, limiting how many tokens get processed in the self-attention and MLPs, or multi-layer perceptrons, at each layer.
It's kind of like having a control gate establishing some discipline. The gate here is the top K routing mechanism. It strategically picks the tokens most important to process while sticking to a strict compute budget.
Love that metaphor, Megan. And it's important to note that it's a flexible system. The tokens that are processed can change, determined dynamically by the model at different layers.
And through all this dynamism, they've ensured a structured computation graph with known tensor sizes. This is an edge over other conditional computation methods that often grapple with unpredictable computation patterns.
Let's summarize the key points the authors have contributed. Firstly, they bring forth the novel concept of MOD transformers.
Secondly, they illustrate a way to enforce a compute budget via a cap on token counts without hindering performance.
Then they propose two routing schemes, token choice and expert choice. Both are strategies that decide which tokens get to receive computation.
And impressively, MOD transformers can match or surpass performance of conventional models, all while demanding fewer flops per forward pass and offering quicker post-training sampling.
That's quite an achievement, given that reducing flops, those floating point operations per second, while preserving performance is crucial in AI modeling.
They also delve into conditional computation, a concept that has seen various attempts to vary compute across models. However, this new approach using a static computation graph stands out.
From what we've gone through, it seems like the MOD method offers an optimal balance of performance and speed. They've offered results showcasing superior performance and faster training compared to conventional transformers with a similar flops and training time profile.
It's like taking a step forward and optimizing our efficiency with language models. Wouldn't you agree, Ray?
I couldn't have said it better, Megan. As AI continues to evolve, contributions like mixture of depths move us towards more efficient solutions.
If you're enjoying plumbing the depths of AI research with us, stick with AI Breakdown. And if you like our podcast, do take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in. It really gives us a boost.
We'll catch you in the next episode. Stay curious and keep diving deep into the world of AI. Thanks for joining us.